welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. I have Jennifer Van Cleve with me. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Y'all should be familiar with her face. She has been with us for almost a year, doing lots of traveling, and she's one of our amazing outreach managers. And so we are going to talk about the federal student loan program. No, we are talking about federal student work study today. Work study. Thank you so much for bringing this topic up, because yes, it comes up as we are doing presentations and having conversations with students. And so we thought it would be a good topic to bring to the rest of the virtual world.
Right. And awesome. It's something that I think once students find out about it, there is some interest, but they don't think about a work study program when they're thinking about ways to pay for college.
Absolutely. So it's like one question on the FAFSA.
Right.
And if you're not paying attention and you're just clicking, you may miss out on an amazing opportunity. So you see the two people in front of the camera, but we have one person behind the camera as well. And fun fact is, we all participated in work study when we were in college.
Right. Yeah. And I tell students whenever I'm out speaking with them, this is also a great opportunity to get some hands-on experience for their career, because I was very fortunate. I was at a small college, and there were a lot of opportunities for me. Mm-hmm. But I decided there was an opportunity that I could work for one of my journalism professors.
Amazing.
And that was my major. And so I was able to actually work for him, get some more hands-on experience. And that was something that after I graduated, I was able to put on my resume.
Yeah, and leverage it, right? Mm-hmm. So what I hope you all heard was that this was experience outside of the classroom, outside of course requirements, which absolutely you want to put on your resume to start building that up and make you more competitive upon graduation. So as we mentioned, this opportunity is presented via the FAFSA. There is a question on the FAFSA. Because I don't remember how it's worded currently, but it's literally one question. Something like, would you be interested mm-hmm. in federal work study? And a lot of students don't know what it is.
Right.
So can you give us a little bit more information potentially about what it is?
It's an opportunity for students to work on campus. Mm-hmm. Every school or college is different. So I remind students to talk to your financial aid folks on your college campus to see what opportunities that are offered. There could be something as simple as, I know we don't have a switchboard now like we did many, many years ago, but I had a friend, she worked at the switchboard,
yeah,
and she was kind of a receptionist. So
yeah,
even just meeting and greeting folks as they came into the front door of the college, that is also, you know, good work experience. We also had people who worked in the campus post office, mm-hmm. In the student center. So there's so many different opportunities, but every school is a little bit different.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's why it's important to talk to your financial aid contact.
Absolutely, agreed. So my work study experience was actually in the financial aid office, believe it or not. And I was there probably for a year and a half. And one of the things that I really liked about work study is that it was a check that came to me. So when we say it helps you pay for college, it's a way for you to, one, learn how to start budgeting, because at that time, I don't know what it is right now, you got paid once a month. but it was money that came to you to help you with those additional expenses, so you didn't necessarily need to pull on mom, dad, grandma all the time for those little small things that you may need. Shampoo, maybe want to get your hair done, just little things you needed to get done, or food for your dorm room. So when you were going through work study, was it also just a once a month allocation, or was it a little bit different?
I think it was once a month. That was a very long time ago.
Sorry.
But it was an opportunity for me to get a little bit of, you know, a little bit of money so I could do something if I wanted to go out with my friends.
Yes.
Just some extra. I used it for fun money for the most part, because I was able to not have to worry about my other college expenses. Yeah. So, but that was just some extra money. I didn't have to call mom and dad and ask for, you know, a little bit of extra cash.
To go to the movies.
Right.
That's all, that's all that happened, just the movies. So this is an opportunity to work no more than 20 hours a week. So it's not your full-time job, okay? They understand that you're a student first. So during exams or large projects, they are very flexible, and they understand, because you're working on the college campus, that you're a student first.
Right. And in my case, I work for my journalism professor.
Yes.
So he understood if I had classes or things that took my time away from working. He was very flexible with me. So he kind of let me work on my own time and set my own schedule. Now, there might be a certain project that he needed me to work on. Then obviously there was a deadline there, but that's important, because whenever you get out into the real working world, you have to be able to adjust and make time for projects that you have responsibility over. But my professors were very flexible with me as far as my work study was concerned.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also like to look at it as a great way for you to start to learn how to be a professional, which is what you were alluding to just a moment ago with time management. You know, in a safe place where you don't have someone who is immediately no call, no show, you're fired. But they will help you to become the professional that you will need to be once you leave college and you fly the coop. And what are you expected to adult now? And if you haven't had an opportunity to do it much, it can be a little daunting. So it's a safe space for you to learn a lot of things about who you are. I will also say, because I worked in higher education, a lot of people figure out they want to be in higher education because they did a work study. Not a lot of people go to college and say, I want to be a student affairs VP.
Right. Well, and it also, it gives you some exposure. So you could think, oh, I want to do this. And whenever you've got that opportunity for that hands-on experience, you could say, this might not be for me.
Exactly.
And you're there. So maybe, like for me, if I had wanted to be a broadcast person, I could say, you know, I would be better doing print media or something of that nature. So it does give you that opportunity to have that exposure.
Absolutely. So I know this is a topic that you really like to talk about. And so as we wrap up, is there one piece of advice that you would give to 18-year-old Jennifer considering work study or just preparing to go off to college?
Personally, I was very lucky in that I had a lot of hands-on experience. Mm-hmm. That's important whenever you're trying to find a job, because you want to make yourself stand out amongst everybody else that has the same degree as you do. So every opportunity, whether it's getting a work study opportunity or internships, but get that experience, because it's going to benefit you whenever you graduate.
I agree 100%, 1,000%. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. It's a great way to build your resume. And sometimes your first job comes from those internship experiences, because they know the type of work ethic that you have and they want to keep you on board. So thank you so much discussing federal work study opportunities with us today. And stay tuned, because we're going to have some more information coming up in our new episodes. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.